The once called President Bush the devil. Hugo Chavez died of cancer yesterday at age 58 after leading Venezuela for 14 years. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has reaction live in Miami.
Now, Dave, the South Florida suburb of Doral is host to a great many Venezuelans living in exile from Hugo Chavez.
There's a special place in hell for men like Hugo Chavez.
Even the mayor, Luigi Borroya, is a Venezuelan American.
Everybody here is happy. It looks like the democracy is coming back to Venezuela.
Although about half the population of the South American country is said to revere the socialist leader and his anti-U.S. tirades, the country is observing a week of national mourning. They're expected to hold an election within 30 days to pick a new president, Dave.
Evan, nearly 10 years after the Iraq War started, a special inspector general's report says the $60 billion the U.S. spent reconstructing Iraq has not accomplished much, and even Iraqi leaders question the success. The storm that put a white blanket from the Dakotas to Chicago is now moving east.
We'll be activating across the state our emergency management response teams.
He's in Pennsylvania. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Yeah, the snow's picking up this morning, and it's going to intensify through the day. As a result, the federal government's closed. It also means a busy day for power crews and road crews.
We are going to be considering and looking at the potential for signals to be dark. Of course, there's also the possibility of a lot of downed tree limbs as well and power lines.
That's Kelly Bolware with the Maryland Department of Transportation. Despite the government closure, the House still hopes to wrap up work on a bill to fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year and blunt some of the effects of the sequester, Dave.
Rich, the full Senate could, as early as tomorrow, vote to confirm John Brennan as the next CIA director. The Intelligence Committee confirmed him yesterday after lingering questions about the controversial drone program that could target Americans who are working with terrorists overseas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her. But I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you could double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verona with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar, and Sirius XM radio. Just $199 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net.
24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $21.92 with signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
I'm Carrie Kruger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs in and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Land Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass. Beautiful.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Traffic on Highway 30 was blocked at two locations yesterday. Harvey Road was closed in front of the mall for more than 4 hours after a contractor working on a water line ruptured a natural gas line between O'Hara and Butler. Also on Highway 30 in Grimes County, west of Roanes Prairie, smoke from a grass fire initially blocked traffic in both directions. Then one lane was reopened before the all clear was given. Bryan school administrators are changing the method of providing teacher assistance.
The school board was told this week the district is replacing a state program with its own.
The TAP system was saying do this. The curriculum instruction team was saying we need to do this. And they felt torn between the two. So who do I adhere to?
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says at no additional cost, this will allow all campuses to have master teachers, mentor teachers, and professional development specialists.
Which is going into the classroom, sitting down with a teacher saying, hey, look, this is a better way to deliver this instruction. It's a better way they can help design lessons. Pretty much the same thing master teacher did, only we're going to call them instructional coaches.
Starting next year, there will be two coaches at each elementary, three at each middle school, and four at each high school. The transition affects 30 teachers who will have jobs with the district next year, but not necessarily in the positions they have this year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man is accused of attempting to sell metal pipe from a flatbed trailer that was all stolen from a Brenham welding shop. A call came from the manager of Bryan Iron and Metal to Bryan Police, who in turn had heard from 911 dispatchers of the theft reported from Brenham. Bryan officers say the victim gave an exact description over the phone. That led to the arrest of 18-year-old Darian Manley for stealing the $3,500 trailer and $1,200 of pipe. Manley told police the metal belonged to his grandfather, who had recently died. In College Station, an arrest was made in a high-speed hit-and-run crash thanks to tracking a cell phone signal. Monday night, just after 9, police received a report that a pickup exiting the northbound freeway at Rock Prairie Road struck a car on the service road. That caused the car to go off the road, through a ditch, through a chain-link gate, and into a construction site. 4 hours after the crash, the driver of the pickup was found in dense woods a half mile away. 32-year-old John Levi Marshall of Montgomery was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. No injuries were reported. As spring break approaches, more state troopers will be out looking for drunk drivers.
Our enforcement will be stepping up with a grant through TxDOT. We'll have extra patrol officers out during this time.
Trooper Jimmy Morgan says they'll concentrate enforcement on areas where there have been deaths from alcohol-related crashes. And a Texas Senate Education Committee is considering proposed legislation prohibiting organizations linked to abortion providers from teaching sex ed in public schools. Abortion opponents say it's a way to exclude Planned Parenthood from classrooms, but witnesses who testified yesterday provided little evidence of Planned Parenthood's direct involvement in classrooms. The bill's sponsor, Ken Paxton of McKinney, also invited a small group of witnesses who preached the power of teaching abstinence. Also from the state capitol, craft beer brewers are asking lawmakers to expand the market for their products. Owners of brew pubs and small breweries made their case to the Senate Committee on Business and Commerce. In a recent report, an industry trade group counted 37 breweries and 41 brew pubs in the state. They say the state's current alcoholic beverage laws gives an unfair advantage to big national distributors. Senator Kevin Eltife of Tyler has filed bills that would let small breweries sell beer during tours and let brew pubs sell their beer in retail stores. A lobbyist for the trade group Wholesale Beer Distributors of Texas spoke in favor of a rival bill. Republican John Corona of Dallas, the committee chairman, told the parties to work out a deal by next Monday. And local business owners can expect a visit later this month from representatives of the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber's Priscilla Miller says this year's Chamber Day is 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 21st.
Last year, we visited 697 businesses.
Oh, my.
And that was because of our volunteers. We had 130 volunteers, so we need you. If you are interested in helping, you can help morning or afternoon shift, or if you're able, both.
Registration information is on the Chamber's website, which you can find by going to our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:11. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley is the leader in caring for the terminally ill. We provide care in a variety of settings, from your home to our inpatient facility. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With 4 AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness.
6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure remains in control of our weather today. It stretches from our area back across Kansas and up into the Dakotas this morning. It will help produce sunshine, temperatures right around 65. Tonight, clear, lows near 40. Mostly sunny, the story for tomorrow, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds will continue to overspread the area on Friday. Temperatures on Friday are going to be near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball hit for the cycle in the first inning.
That's wow. Better than the last time they were out.
It's absolutely certain. We've also got spring football, and there's a lot of talk of Johnny Manziel getting insurance. We'll explain that for you here in a little bit. And just a whole lot more going on with sports. We'll cover that for you at 6:50.
Okay. Hit for the cycle as opposed to a walking 11. That's better.
We retired the side and then hit for the cycle. And
yeah. Well,
Coach Childress said I'd never seen that before.
Stuff is really fascinating to me.
He said he'd never seen that before?
Not in the same inning, no.
Yeah.
Because it literally... lead off walk, single, double, triple, dinger.
Yeah. I don't want to get geeky, but college baseball is really my favorite sport by a wide margin.
It's fun.
Well, and just baseball in general, you never see the exact same situation more than once. And that's, again, for a guy who's been in the game a long time and never seen that happen is pretty interesting. Okay, so in Georgia, a guy called police to say that another man who lived next door was stealing electricity. Police arrived and they saw your Well, your basic orange extension cord running from one man's house to the house next door. Officer went to the house next door, knocked on the door. That's real live sound effects. By
yeah,
way.
I like that. Actually,
spare no expense here, boy.
I'm telling you. The homeowner freely admitted that he was taking power from the man's house. But he said, all the guy had to do was ask me to unplug the cord, and I'd done it. I was just over here listening to my radio. Well, I don't know if I can fault him completely. Since
not for listening to the radio,
but,
exactly.
I mean, at what point... I guess he's probably been in his neighbor's house, so he knew where the nearest plug was that he could either run out the door or run through a window. But, I mean, at what point as you're going into his house, probably uninvited, or it could have been that he opened the screen up, he tumped the extension cord into that room and then came over and saw his friend to chat for a minute, ran over, plugged the extension cord in, threw it back outside, and took it over to his house. So, in other words, he did have to go through some stuff. To get the cord back over to his house after it had been plugged in. At what point did he ever think, maybe I shouldn't do this? Maybe this is wrong?
I'm betting alcohol was involved.
It could well be, or maybe his neighbor's chainsaw was in his garage and he wanted it back.
There you go.
Info.
It could have been a get-even thing, and we just don't know.
Sounds like B&E to me.
Well, it does.
I'm wondering if the next time someone steals from me, can I just ask them to give it back, and then they will.
Well, you could. Either that or you could run an extension cord. My thought is if you get a green extension cord, it might work better.
Hide
it. It doesn't show up as easily.
Have a great time.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:17. Today, a couple of fun things happening. First of all, it's Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh.
And why shouldn't every day be Oreo Cookie
Day? Amen, brother.
It's Learn What Your Name Means. You can go to a website called BehindTheName.com and find out what your name means if you want to do that. And it's also Frozen Food Day, or as they say in Georgia, Froze Food Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Froze food.
I got froze food. All right. Okay, what do you got?
I got thrown off is what
yeah,
I got.
There you go.
All right, celebrating a birthday. Shaquille O'Neal is 41.
He's pretty tall.
Yes, sir.
Big guy.
Connie Britton is 46. She's the star in the new TV show in Nashville.
Ah.
D.L. Hughley is 50.
Uh-huh.
Tom Arnold is 54.
Now, you see, right here it says, on my list, actor, comedian, Tom Arnold, and he is neither, really.
No. Aww. The only thing he ever did well was True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, well, that's
true. He really fit that part.
That was good. He played pretty much a doofus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does a good job there.
The one once heard from Kiki D. Had a duet with Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
That was all she ever did.
Yep.
She's 66 today.
Mm-hmm. But she's on the birthday list.
Yes,
that's
she is.
Pretty good. Good agent.
Rob Reiner. Who's done everything.
This guy is so, so, so talented. I mean, he really is.
This is Spinal Tap,
yeah.
Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men,
yeah.
All in the Family. I mean,
all right, now look, you take something like this, Spinal Tap, okay, on one side, and A Few Good Men on the other. I mean, that's pretty much the spectrum.
Yeah.
And he did, and as you say, in Harry Met Sally, and yeah, he's really a very talented guy. And second generation, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's 66. David Gilmour from Pink Floyd is 67. Mary Wilson, the co-founder of the Supremes, 69.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Marion Barry.
She set me up. Well, that's not what he said, but, you know, pretty much close to
he's
that.
He's 77.
Yeah.
And Alan Greenspan.
Who's 127, is that right?
No.
Oh. Okay, who looks 127.
But when you listen to him, you age that quickly because he takes forever.
Yeah, he does. Aww.
He's 87 today.
Married to Andrea Mitchell from NBC News.
Andrea Mitchell.
Yes, exactly. And Stedman.
That was pretty good, Kevin.
Yeah, it was. Stedman Graham, who's not married to anybody, but, you know, hangs out, I guess, from time to time with Opa. He's a 62 today. I guess he's got his own money, kind of. I mean,
He gets an allowance.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There are two competing visions right before your eyes for the future of the country. You got those on the left. They have been issuing these apocalyptic warnings about even cutting just the rate of increase in spending by less than 2% after domestic programs have seen an average increase of 20% just during the Obama years. Yet they don't seem to care about future generations that are going to have to pay for all this. Obama having yet raised taxes in the aftermath of the so-called fiscal cliff, every chance he gets, he makes the push to raise taxes again, all in the name of balance and fairness and to each according to his need and from each according to his ability, as it seems to be his philosophy. And those of us that are conservatives, we've been arguing that the sequestration cuts are quite minimal, yet necessary, and yes, disproportionately aimed at the military.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Hey, Dad, give me my new truck.
Cool. Can I win?
Nope, but you can at Team Navasota. That's right. To celebrate Truck Month, Team Navasota is giving away a brand new truck. Go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and you can register to win. We are giving this away locally, so your chances to win are huge. There's no purchase necessary, and all the rules are on our website, teamofnavasota.com. We'll be giving the truck away on Saturday, March 23rd, out at the fairgrounds. Team of Navasota.
Where you get a nice prize.
A possible big change for the railroad industry. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The nation's biggest railroad will test natural gas-powered locomotives. The experiment by BNSF Railway could open a new outlet for the nation's plentiful supplies of cheap natural gas. Only a small percentage of American workers do their jobs from home all the time, but Census Bureau data show a growing number of employees work from home at least one day a week. The trend could lower companies' costs, and there's research to suggest just allowing people to work from home can increase productivity. It's reported Apple has been learning more about the new streaming music service announced back in January by Beats Electronics, the audio technology company founded by Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. Reuters reports Apple CEO Tim Cook has met with Beats CEO Iovine to discuss the service known as Project Daisy. An Apple executive who played a key role in setting up the iTunes music store was also at the meeting. Stock futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing or choose big cash savings. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Get great deals at any of Shop of Farm Supply's five locations or online at sfstractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com. Shoppa's Farm Supply. We are John Deere.
Our community has grown a lot in the past 40 years, and so has University Title Company. We're celebrating the past 40 years and the next 40 years by giving away $80,000 to help local organizations like Habitat for Humanity, Operation Finally Home, Family Promise, Project Unity, and Twin City Mission, organizations who are building our future right now. Help us celebrate by investing in the work of these organizations. At University Title Company, we know that investing in our community really is building our future.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, time for a little bit of weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Boy, the good news is that the wind isn't going to be up again today. It's going to lay back a little bit, about 5 miles an hour out of the east. That's a little nicer. That will make it feel like 63 today at some point. That's supposed to be the high temperature. 38 for a low tonight. 69 is the high temperature tomorrow. And then pretty ideal weather, 70, 72, 73. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we do have a slight chance of shower activity out there as well. Looks like it'll be 20% to begin with, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be up to 40%. Right now, 36 outside. The wind's out of the west at northwest at 6 miles an hour and 55% relative humidity.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental, smile more, worry less.
Changing a habit or behavior is never easy, and beating yourself up over it when you don't succeed only makes it worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-564-8779. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-564-8779. That's 1-800-564-8779.
Making a major change in your life can be difficult, and a lot of the psychological advice you hear may not help.
Mainstream psychology point of view says this: what are you thinking? Why don't you just do the different thing that you ought to do? And those kind of messages usually don't work and often make people feel ashamed and worse about themselves than better.
David Bedrick, author of the book Talking Back to Dr. Phil.
So you say, I shouldn't eat that ice cream at night. I shouldn't be depressed. I shouldn't be mad. These are more like moral concerns, objections, than they are psychological. Psychologically, all these things are interesting and deep and have interesting reasons that need to be explored if we want to address them.
The swift kick, get your act together kind of advice can work for about 5 to 10% of people, says David, but for most of us, it's counterproductive. So instead,
be really careful and even censor, if you can, the internal attitude of, I'm screwed up, there's something wrong with me, because those attitudes almost never help, and they make people internally shamed. They put their difficulties further away. They just come out in other ways.
So take the problem you have,
whether that's a depression, whether that's smoking cigarettes, and rather than try to figure out why it's happening, ask yourself, what is it like to be me in that circumstance? And a lot of times if people do that, they'll get insights about it that they didn't have to begin with.
You can link to David's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Hey, you know, they've got Suddenlink Video on Demand, which is one of the neatest things. Of course, from time to time, I tell you about just about every time I watch television. I use my DVR because that way I get to watch the show when I want to. But there's a whole new thing, that there's a whole world that you should look at, and that is the video on demand feature from Suddenlink. We're talking thousands and thousands of hours of television shows, not only your big three channels or four channels, if you will, but premiums as well. And they are there, again, to watch when you want to. It's a video on demand from Suddenlink, and it is a great way for you to be able to catch up. If you've decided that you're four episodes into some sort of a series that you find fascinating, go back and pick up the beginning from that season. You can do that with video on demand from Suddenlink. And also, of course, they have the TiVo Mini, which is brand new, only available at Suddenlink. TiVo, of course, the best way for you to be able to watch a DVR, watch shows on a DVR. You can record, pause, play back live in any room in your house. And now with the Mini, what a great deal this is, because then you can take it with you. You can also access Pandora and YouTube in any room in your house. Take Suddenlink with you wherever you go with TiVo Stream. All of that is available. And if you call today, you get up to $150 savings if you ditch the dish and go with Suddenlink. So take advantage of that. And, of course, we've told you before about the 15-meg high-speed internet that's available for as low as $30 a month. So we've got video on demand, which, by the way, let me mention Life of Pi will be available. Academy Award winner will be available 28 days before Netflix. It'll be available on the 12th of this month. All that from Suddenlink. Go to Suddenlink.com for more information or give them a call at 1-800-915-1866.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new large location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police spent 4 hours Monday night tracking down the driver of a pickup accused of running a car off the road. 32-year-old John Levi Marshall of Montgomery was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. Police say they received assistance from DPS troopers and Montgomery's father, who was called by his son following the crash. Police had the father use his cell phone to help officers track his son in dense woods about a half mile from the crash site. Marshall is accused of exiting the northbound freeway at the Rock Prairie Road exit and striking a car on the service road at a high rate of speed. Neither driver was injured, but the victim was forced off the road through a ditch and chain-link gate before coming to a stop in a construction site. And Bryan police closed a theft case from Brenham thanks to a call from a manager at Bryan Iron and Metal. 18-year-old Darian Manley of Bryan is accused of stealing $1,200 of steel pipe on a $3,500 trailer, both taken from a Brenham welding shop. Manley, who was at the recycler attempting to sell the pipe, told police the metal belonged to his grandfather who'd recently died. Police say the Brenham business owner gave an exact description over the phone of the pipe and stolen trailer. And as many as 30 educators in the Bryan School District might have new assignments next year.
This group of professional development specialists, mentor teachers, and master teachers are affected by an administrative change in the way teacher assistance will be provided.
Some of these deans, PDSs, all these other, they've become not assistant principals, but they're doing administrative duties, and the whole purpose is for them to work on instruction to get our students to where they are instructionally at a higher level. So we're taking this pool of people and we're spreading them out over the district. Instead of them being assigned to a campus on one given day, they're assigned to a campus every day.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the district's getting out of a state program that served fewer schools and applying that money to the locally developed plan. Affected educators can apply as relabeled instructional coaches or be placed in another position in the Bryan School District for next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 weeks from tomorrow will be the Chamber of Commerce annual visit to hundreds of local businesses.
And we just go into the businesses and we ask them some questions, we get the pulse of the community, and then we celebrate that evening at a business after hours, which will be at Allen Honda.
Oh, okay.
It's a great day, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, what the community needs and what's working well. So it's really great.
The Chamber's Priscilla Miller says over 130 volunteers participated last year. You can sign up for a half or whole day by going to the Chamber's website. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the link. And state officials say they're ending the requirement of lawmakers submitting to background checks each time they enter the governor's mansion. That's after lawmakers last week angrily complained of having to wait for state troopers to screen them before entering the newly renovated mansion, which was nearly destroyed by a fire in 2008. Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, told a House committee that the background check policy was deemed stupid after being reevaluated last week. While currently elected state lawmakers and congressional members are now exempt, McCraw says everyone else must still submit to background checks. And the latest attempt to make texting while driving a statewide offense for adults has cleared the House Transportation Committee. Texas has already banned any use of mobile devices by drivers under age 18. Texting while driving is illegal in 39 states. Local ordinances ban the practice in some cities, including school zones in Bryan and College Station. There will have to be enough legislative support to override an expected veto from Governor Perry, whose views have not changed since stopping the measure 2 years ago. Perry calls the idea government micromanagement. And motorists on Highway 30 had two traffic issues yesterday. One was in Grimes County, west of Roanes Prairie, where smoke from a grass fire initially closed the road. Then it was open to alternating one-lane traffic. And in College Station, a contractor working on a water line ruptured a natural gas line. That closed Harvey Road between the freeway and Munson for more than 4 hours until shortly before 3 p.m. Starting this weekend, look for more DPS vehicles on patrol. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says it's related to drunk driving during spring break.
We will concentrate our efforts on patterns in the past where we've had fatalities or major crashes involving alcohol, so we expect to see the troopers out during this time period.
Last year's statewide campaign resulted in more than 1,000 DWI arrests. Meanwhile, the lone cadet survivor of the early Sunday morning crash on Highway 290, 18-year-old Francisco Campos, continues to recover in a Houston hospital. Two other cadets were killed when a 21-year-old driver in a Mustang going the wrong way on the highway hit their SUV head-on. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 38 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health rates for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure covers the region this morning. It'll result in lots of sunshine for today. Our temperatures, they're going to have a tendency to climb up to 65. We have cloudiness over West Texas this morning, but that isn't expected to arrive until Friday. For tonight, we're clear. Lows near 40. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow, high of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds head our way Friday. Temperatures will be back near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Got the dirty taste of losing out of our mouth.
And boy, did they do it in a red-hot hurry. Aggie baseball on fire quick last night. Also, spring football information update for you. And SEC selections, first, second, and freshman teams were announced yesterday, and we'll get you caught up with that with Aggie basket, ladies Aggie basketball, all coming up in sports in 12 minutes.
You know, the advantage to baseball is you get to play again real soon.
Yep.
Don't have to wait a week.
See, I thought the advantage to baseball was there were no trampy cheerleaders.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's
well,
one of
at A&M, that's really not an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. In any sport, but it would seem to me is she saying something negative about her alma mater where they have cheerleaders?
Trampy cheerleaders.
That comment was directed towards the NFL.
Oh.
Let's be clear.
Oh,
let's
I
not
see.
Put undue grief where it's not okay. Due.
They just have goofy-looking mascots in Major League Baseball, right? So, tell me, the Philly Fanatic?
That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's awesome.
Anyway.
Except when it – who was it?
Anyway.
Yeah. Never mind.
Okay. The next up for A&M is Cal State Fullerton, which may be the hottest team in baseball right now. So.
And they're always strangely good. That's just a baseball hotbed forever.
I don't know about strangely, but yeah, they're pretty dang good.
When you look at it, it's Cal Fullerton. I mean, it's a pretty place to go, but when you think of powerhouses for athletics, you don't think smaller schools like that.
Yeah, well.
But they've been good forever.
Yes, they have. They believe they had a guy named Garrido who was a coach there for a little while.
Yeah, he moved.
Yeah, he did. But he did pretty well.
Yeah, he did.
All right. So anyhow, Texas voters remain concerned about the economy and immigration, and they continue to believe the state is moving in the right direction while the country is wrong. Well, of course. Hell, we're Texas. This is supposed to be a surprise? University of Texas and Texas Tribune did a poll, and they've announced that we're doing it right. Okay, we're at 45% of us say we're going in the right direction. The U.S., 29% say we're doing it right. So y'all just pay attention to us because we're from Texas we know better.
They've given up on life because they don't live in Texas.
Well, it could well be. It could well be. Or they want government to take care of them because they don't live in Texas.
Equally miserable.
During money trouble, I bet you we didn't close down the Alamo so people couldn't go see it. And they've done that at the White House.
That's right. Just by golly, we're going to make you U.S. Americans pay because we don't get to increase our budget. So they're canceling all public tours.
Yeah, that's an important part of the...
What's interesting is they made the announcement yesterday that they are canceling the tours due to anticipated spending cuts.
Yeah, and they're blaming it on sequestration.
Yeah.
And it's Secret Service.
Yeah.
Good thing the White House has no control over whether or not Christmas is observed.
Good point. March 9th. Is when the effective March 9th, this Saturday, and until further notice, they will not be able to reschedule any affected tours. So if you were in a group that happens to be going to Washington, D.C. this week to tour the White House, you are SOL.
Unless you've got a picket sign and you can
stand in the yard. You could stand outside if you wanted to do that. So let's say that the government decides that they want to... Oh, I don't know, maybe use a drone strike against an American on American soil. How's that sound to you? You got this guy out in suburban Cincinnati. We think we need to blow him up. So they take a little drone over there and they just do that. See, what the deal is Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky asked the question of Eric Holder. I mean, is it constitutional for you to be able to carry out a drone strike against an American on American soil? Eric Holder wrote back, quote, "It is possible, I suppose, to imagine an extraordinary circumstance in which it would be necessary and appropriate under the Constitution and applicable laws of the United States for a president to authorize the military use of lethal force within the territory of the United States." So, he basically is not striking down the possibility that they could use drones against American citizens in America. That's a little frightening.
That's creepy.
A little bothersome.
It gives me indigestion.
Yeah, so will.
Now, is that just American citizens that he's speaking about?
Well, though? No. I mean, that's a good point. It could be anybody.
Because if there's an Al-Qaeda cell hanging out in southern Arizona somewhere,
right.
I don't mind if they drop one there.
Understand. Understand. So, let's say that you're concerned that you might wrongly be targeted
yes,
for
sir.
That, okay?
There you go.
Fortunately, a New York artist has come up with a way to help you be harder to see with a line of clothing. It's called stealth wear. It includes fibers that reflect heat, making it hard for the drones to spot the wearer using thermal surveillance.
Oh, I got to find this.
They got a hoodie. They got a burka. I mean, they got it all.
Oh, so they're selling burkas.
Yeah, if you will. But they're special burkas. They're stealth wear. Adam Harvey made the clothes after buying a thermal camera. He found that the metal proved a barrier to the photos. He said it's very simple, very analog solution, and rather complicated problem.
It reminds me of that Japanese underwear you were telling us about a few days
ago.
Well,
you know, they...
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. There it is. And it's not cheap. The hoodie is $487. But the burka costs $2,300.
They show the thermal imaging, and it really does. It works.
So we'll see how that works out for us. And in the meantime, so I will talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour. Is U.S. America getting closer to initiating some sort of military action against Iran? Yeah, John Kerry has told ABC News lines have been drawn before, and they have been passed. That's why the president has been so definitive this time. This is a very challenging moment with great risks and stakes for everyone because the region will be far less stable, far more threatened, if Iran were to have a nuclear weapon. Yeah, that's true. But you put that together with the story of the commander of the U.S. Central Command, because he told a congressional committee yesterday that if, in fact, Iran does have the nuclear option, if you will, and they decide to use it, that James Mattis is the guy's name, General James Mattis, he said at least one other nation told him at the leadership level they will seek nuclear weapons if Iran goes nuclear. So, great. Let's have a bunch of folks over there with nuclear weapons. That'll be wonderful. And you know what? The rest of the world expect us to take care of it because we're supposed to be the policemen. Are they going to help us? Yeah. They're going to pay for it? No way. We pay for it. We are the policemen. So, got that going for us. Protesters yesterday in Austin, hundreds of protesters attempting to ramp up their pressure on Rick Perry. 2,000 Texans, as many as 2,000 Texans, according to some estimates, gathered at the Capitol yesterday to urge the governor and the Republican leadership to accept the expansion of Medicaid in Texas.
I know it sounds heartless, but my first thought was, why weren't they at work?
Oh, yeah, listen to you. Well, some of them may not be able to because of their health situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but again, trying to pressure, and again, we talked to Bill Flores about this last week. We may, if time allows, talk about it again today, because obviously Texas is standing among the group, and they're obviously the ones that people watch because we've got so many kids in the CHIPS program. We have the largest CHIPS program in America. We've got a lot of folks out there who need to be protected through Medicaid, and of course, as we've mentioned, 1,000 people a day moving to Texas, and you can bet that some of them can't fend for themselves as well. So how Texas is handled could make a lot of difference. Kind of like textbooks, what we do in Texas, the rest of the nation watches. And Arkansas has been kind of doing a little bit of negotiating with the Obama administration to try to come up with some sort of a hybrid plan that would allow them to really take over the control of the dollars that would come here come to Arkansas under the Obama health care plan. And Texas may, I don't know, they may be looking at that behind the scenes. We'll have to wait and see. But obviously, these people went to Austin to make sure that the boys and girls over there in clip-on ties are paying attention. Well, they don't all wear clip-on ties, but most of those guys from East Texas do. And the ones from West Texas wear those little bolos, you know, they don't really even wear ties.
Oh,
but you know.
I have to just put this out there. I love bow ties, and I don't know if I'm weakening in my resolve. I saw a cup at my favorite local coffee shop, and it was a Bowen Lofton cup, and it had a bow tie on the front, and I bought it because Bowen Lofton is just so cute, and the cup was so cute, and bow ties are so cute. It was a maroon. I actually own a maroon item now.
Do you?
I feel like I'm slipping.
If I were you, I would carry a silver Sharpie with you at all times. And the next time you see the president, you could ask him to autograph it for you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm sure he'd do that for you.
Yeah. Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 9th, it's success with bedding plants. Memorable beds full of color depend on selecting the right plants and providing the proper care. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I do a lot of garden radio, and I figured the other day that I've taken about 350,000 telephone calls. For many years, I kept a record of all of the calls. I'm doing so currently, and I have some of the findings of those records. I'll be back with details, decades of questions, right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15-by-30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Lawns make up 32% of my callers' questions month in and month out over all of those years. My all-time most asked question on turf, how can I get grass to grow beneath my trees? Almost invariably, it turns out to be insufficient sunlight. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant turf across much of Texas, but even it requires 4 or more hours of direct sunlight. You may be able to remove 1 or 2 lower branches to get light to the grass, but thinning the tops of the trees is only of temporary help. The lawn struggle is definitely not an issue of competition for water and nutrients. There comes a time when shade-tolerant ground covers are better choices. Sadly, people often don't hear that message. They fight the facts, and the facts usually win. You have to have sunlight to grow grass. So then I'm asked, what's the best fast-growing shade tree? Simple question, complex answer. That's because the terms good and fast-growing are mutually exclusive. All of our fast-growing shade trees have one or more fatal flaws. Whether it's insects, diseases, weak branching, or just short life expectancies, they're not going to live very long. I always try to steer people to the trees that grow two-thirds as quickly yet last 10 times as long. The oaks and also cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. Buy a larger specimen, then give it the best possible care and attention. With shrubs, the most common question generally are asking for recommendations for specific needs. The question begins, what's the best shrub for blank? And then it tails off into a particular need. Depending on the specific situations and other plants around it, my choices usually gravitate to various types of hollies, nandinas, and junipers, among many others. For screening shrubs, I like Nellie R. Stevens holly. I also like Marionelle holly and Oakland holly. For a small accent tree, I'll often go to a female fruit-bearing Yaupon holly tree trained tree form or an appropriate crepe myrtle. With vines, one question equals all the others combined. Neil, why won't my wisteria bloom? Unfortunately, I don't have the miracle cure there. However, I always tell people I have a handful of remedies. The problem is probably in one of those. For example, if you prune wisterias during the wintertime, you'll be cutting off their buds. You must not prune them in the winter. You prune them right after the flowering time. If you apply nitrogen to your lawn in the fall, it will keep them from blooming. If they have too much shade, they really bloom best if they have almost full sun. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about memorial trees that you might want to plant in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The Texas A&M Aggies started quickly and never looked back as they downed Prairie View A&M Panthers 8-2 in non-conference action last night at Olsen Field. Coach Childress was even surprised at the quick start.
Got the dirty taste of losing out of our mouth, and Grayson got us in the dugout quick and scored six runs before we knew what hit us. So, you know, I've seen a lot of things as a coach over the years, and I don't know if I've ever seen a cycle in order there in the first inning. Mingdon drives one in with a single, a double, a triple, and a homer right back to back to back to back. I mean, I think that's the great thing about our sport. I mean, I don't think you've ever seen it all.
The Aggies sent nine batters to the plate in the bottom of the first, scoring six runs on four hits. Mikey Reynolds got the inning started with a leadoff walk, continuing his streak of safely reaching base in every game this season. The Aggies return to action Friday as they travel to Cal State Fullerton. First game of the series is slated for 9 o'clock, our time, and it's all right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M football was back on the field after their second spring drill. The Aggies were inside McFerrin Athletic Center due to high winds yesterday. The team worked out for about an hour and 45 minutes in shorts and helmet before going to full pads later on this week. Talk around town surrounds Johnny Manziel having insurance protecting him in case of an injury that would force him to stop playing football. He did acknowledge that he carried it. It's very common, by the way, for players of his caliber to carry some kind of protection just in case. After practice, Johnny Football was asked if it was nice to be back in action and away from all the distractions.
Good to be back doing what we all love to do. I think everybody's been eager to get back. Everybody's been ready to get back on the field. That's what everybody's here to do. They love that more than they do lifting, running, doing all the kind of the bad stuff. So it's good for everybody to be back out here.
Here's Coach Sumlin on the spring football overview.
In college football, you have guys that are moving from role players or sometimes redshirt players who are trying to move to role players and role players that now all of a sudden have it all heaped on them. With that becomes a lot more responsibility, a lot more knowledge, a lot more pressure. So how guys handle that, you don't know until we really start getting into spring football. And that's why scrimmage situations to me become so important. That's why we go in the stadium and try to get in front of people and get the coaches off the field. So we'll see how that goes. But I think what we're trying to do now is really give them the basis of offense and defense and our special teams plan so we can go to spring break and then come back and really, with pads on, really hone in and try to see what our young players can do.
The team gears up for those full pads Thursday, and it'll be the first time this year the team has been in full equipment. Texas A&M men's basketball team takes the court at Reed Arena for the final time this season. It's senior night. Here's Coach Kennedy on the Bayou Bengals.
I would expect them to press us like they did there and really put some pressure on our point guards and our guards. We got to do a better job of handling that press, which at this time of the year you should. It's not anything new. You know, we only had, I think, 8 turnovers against South Carolina, although they don't press and play that way. But we've done a better job of taking care of the ball, for the most part, than we did earlier against LSU.
Tip-off for the Tigers, 7 o'clock this evening, and it's all live right here on 1620 WTAW. Ladies basketball, junior Kelsey Bone was selected to the All-SEC first team, while senior Adrian Pratchett was selected to the All-SEC second team. Freshman Courtney Walker represents A&M on the SEC All-Freshman team. The honors were voted for yesterday by the league's 14 head coaches who are not allowed to vote for their own players. In spring training baseball, Rafael Serrano threw a scoreless inning in his Washington debut as the Nationals beat the Houston Astros 7-1 yesterday. In another Major League Baseball news, Major League Baseball intends to expand its use of instant replay to the 2014 season and will be studying which calls to review and how to do it over the course of this year. MLB Executive Vice President Joe Torre says the league official plans to visit Miami during the World Baseball Classic and various spring training sites to examine camera angles and other factors that will help them develop a plan. UTEP basketball coach Tim Floyd has met with the USC Athletic Director Pat Hayden about returning to his old job coaching the Trojans, but says it's not necessary that he's heading back to SoCal. Floyd became the Miners head coach in 2010 after resigning from USC under accusations of improperly recruiting star O.J. Mayo, who left for the NBA after just one season. Floyd tells Yahoo Sports he hasn't been offered the job and that he met with USC partly to remove any stigma from his years of coaching. And finally, for the second consecutive week, Texas A&M women's tennis has set a record for their highest ranking in school history. They are now number 4 in the country in the Intercollegiate Tennis Association national rankings. That's been your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your carpets and floors are a large portion of your home investment. Keeping them clean increases their life and the value of your home. Advanced Carpet Cleaning is a fully insured and certified local company, cleaning carpets, upholstery, and tile and grout since 1982. An annual professional cleaning will remove debris and residues that vacuums and rental equipment just can't reach. Call Advanced Carpet Cleaning today at 696-8899. Go with a local company you can trust. Advanced Carpet Cleaning, 696-8899.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
And now for the entire month of February, you can save even more at Cartridge World. 50% more to be exact. First, go like Cartridge World on Facebook. Then, click on the offer tab. Cartridge World will send you an email for 50% off your next purchase of printer ink or toner.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yeah. You know, there was a time when USC was the epitome of iconic programs. I mean, just outstanding. The talk of the Los Angeles market, that's for sure.
Oh, without question.
And
running back U?
Yeah. And then you got, you know, Tim Floyd, who resigned, I don't know, I think it was in 2009. He says they're not talking about bringing him back because, after all, there were some improprieties while he was coaching there. And then, of course, they've got a real Boy Scout with Lane Kiffin as their football coach.